53. Who has believed our reports? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off from the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people. O Lord, have mercy upon us. The epistle is written in Romans, the 8th chapter. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. O Lord, have mercy upon us. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 18th chapter. Then they led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the governor's headquarters. It was early morning. They themselves did not enter the governor's headquarters so that they would not be defiled, but could eat the Passover. So Pilate went outside to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered him, "If this man were not doing evil, we would not have delivered him over to you." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." The Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death." This was to fulfill the word that Jesus had spoken to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not of this world." Then Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" After he had said this, he went back outside to the Jews and mercy upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sermon for midweek Lent 3 is based on the Old Testament reading of Isaiah chapter 53, specifically verse 6, which was just proclaimed from the lectern and will be repeated within the homily. I explained to the children this morning at the chapel for the midweek morning prayer service this understanding to try to help them understand the idea of going astray. To have a straight line, like a thin piece of tape on the ground, and then ask people, even children, to roll a tennis ball or a kickball perfectly on the line for the whole length of the line. That's very challenging. And yet what ends up revealing is that the ball does this thing called going astray. That's when the ball doesn't stay on the line, but goes off of the line, not following the direction that the roller of the ball intended. God's word says that all of mankind goes astray. That means all of mankind does not do what God wants them to do. Man ends up doing what he wants to do, just like the ball that doesn't follow the path of the roller of the ball. In God's Holy Scripture, he calls his people sheep, and then he says that they go astray, like sheep that wander off into dangerous territory. Are there members of your family who are stray sheep? Now that is a question that needs some defining. Because in saying that, most of you, if not all of you, probably had in your minds members of your family who seem to be leading an errant or reckless lifestyle. You probably also had come to mind those who do not attend church. But when it is asked, are there members of your family who are stray sheep, you should include yourself within the big picture. Perhaps the rest of your family considers you the one who is going astray. Some people do consider not going to church as normal and acceptable. So when you're going to church, then you are the one who has strayed from their determined normalcy. But you must always be careful when you go to define anything, not thinking that you are so self-defining, as if you are the ones who determine the standards of life, as if you truly have the knowledge of good and evil. Although the sinful flesh of your old Adam wants so very badly to be like God, it is God Almighty who ultimately holds all power, and he is the one who defines everything, even you. So it's not a matter of what you define as going astray. It's not a matter of what other family members define as going astray. It's always a matter of what God's word defines. Consider again the words from Isaiah 53, verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Does that sound accurate? Look around at society today. Look at your communities. Look at your own lives. You have to confess that you are at times and in various respects like ancient Israel in the time of the judges. At Judges chapter 21, verse 25, it reads, each person would do what is right in his own eyes. This is what the sinful flesh is always doing, self-satisfying and self-justification. The world plays a part in this as well. Individualism, freedom, and pluralism is valued highly, even to the point of you determining your own boundaries, and at some point, strikingly, thinking that there are no boundaries at all. That is called anarchy. Instead of emphasizing common values and a mutual dependence upon each other and the universal and absolute standards of right and wrong according to God's Ten Commandments, you end up prizing your own right to go your own way. As a result, in some ways, you become like a flock of sheep with no shepherd. Everyone scatters as everyone pursues their own plan. Instead of sticking together as one flock, united by common bonds and a common confession, to follow the same path, you disperse over the hills as each seeks their own greener pastures. Judged by God's law, each of you is a stray sheep. You find yourselves wandering around in life. Instead of being poked and prodded by the rod and staff of Jesus Christ's Spirit-filled words of life, the very one who is your good shepherd, the world, your sinful flesh, and the devil, however, bring you to turn away. Sadly, eventually, you become stranded on the edge of a cliff, where you even fall prey to the hungry wolf. Take heart. You are not alone in being stray sheep. Jesus Christ was a stray sheep as well, though in a very different sense from you. Jesus did not conform to the expectations of those in his day. The people of his time had certain ideas about how the Messiah was supposed to act and what the King of the Jews was to accomplish. Jesus paid no attention to human traditions and expectations. Instead, he followed the will of his Father and did so without ever straying from it in any way. His path in life is one which no one else has ever tried. He fulfilled the prophecy of the Old Testament. Many of those at Jesus' time thought of him as a stray sheep, a friend of sinners, a blasphemer, a non-traditionalist who deserves to be crucified. But Jesus was in reality the sinless, unblemished, perfect Lamb of God. God the Son took on your flesh, a sheep, to be sacrificed for your salvation. Who ever heard of a shepherd who humbled himself so much to become a sheep destined for slaughter? Yet that is what Jesus Christ did. He took the form of a servant and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. The good shepherd became the sacrificial lamb, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, as was prophesied in Isaiah. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. In an earlier chapter, Isaiah shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. By faith alone, that is the kind of sheep that you are now. In God's eyes, by belief and baptism, you are no longer a blemished, stained sheep. The kind God in the Old Testament declared unacceptable to be brought to the temple. Rather, your wool has been washed, clean, so that it gleams white as snow. By faith, God deems you to be like the Lamb of God Himself, Jesus Christ, the sinless, unblemished, perfect Lamb of God. You are declared spotless by Him, cleansed by His blood, adorned with His righteousness, and all of this comes by way of His bringing you to repent and believe what has been accomplished for you through Christ crucified and risen. You will wander around in life. You will be like sheep going astray, led to and fro by the enticements of the world, your sinful flesh, and the devil, regarded as sheep led to the slaughter. But now, and I mean right now, in the hearing of God's word, you are returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. By the power of Christ's word bringing you to belief and baptism, Jesus has led you into the fold of His salvation of you. Your good shepherd calls you by name and leads you through life towards heaven's pasture, through the tribulations, the persecutions, the poverty, and for any other danger. You are more than conquerors through Him who loved you. You recognize your shepherd's voice. He leads you in paths of righteousness for His namesake. He brings you to greener pastures of His word and sacraments, and through them He restores your souls. He gives you direction for your lives, and He keeps you from going astray as He brings you to be fixed and focused on the One who never went astray for you. By faith alone, indeed, as you confessed through the blessed hymnody, even in one stanza, blessed, let the clear inscription be, Jesus crucified for me. For He is your life. He is your hope's foundation. He is your glory and your salvation. Rejoice indeed as He brings you to live.